Thank you for coming for today's presentation on corn seeding rates in New York. As you know, seed companies pretty much drive the seeding rates for corn in the USA. This is a graph from a particular seed company. They've got about 30,000 observations for the Eastern Corn Belt. They tested 18, 26, 34, 42 and 50,000 plants per acre, farmers fields, and you'll see what we're interested in. They do the recommended seeding rates according to yield level. So if you're 150 to 170, we're looking at, 32. If you're at 170 to 190, we're looking at 33. And if we're at 190 to 210, can you hear me okay? Am I pulling away? Okay. We're looking at 34.5. Now, with these seeding rates, I got a couple of problems with the actual seeding rates they're testing. I don't know if one size fits all. For us, most of our guys are between 30 and 40. But we're testing at 18, 26, 42, and 50. Seeding rates we're getting information on that nobody's seeding at. We get one seeding rate at 34 that brackets what we're doing. So I don't know if that's a good thing to go across such a large regional area. Second thing is if you throw out this 18 seeding rate, you get a very different response. The 18 to 26, you pick up 30 bushels. 42 to 50, you pick up nothing. It drives the whole thing to the right. So if we drop that 18,000, see, I'm technologically challenged here. I won't even bother. Drop that 18,000 out and just test, run it at 26, 34, 42, and 50. The whole thing moves back to the left by 3,000. So that's my concern. What am I recommending? Well, this is what we came up with in 1991 to 1993, 30,000 for grain, 35 for silage, a seeding rate that absolutely zero farmers seed at. And the word is, well, Cox doesn't know there's a BT corn now. We don't have to worry about lodging. Well, I do know there's BT corn because we've tested it, and yes, BT hybrid on the right, non-BT on the left, same ISO line. Yeah, it stands up better, but don't fool yourself. BT corn can go down. Last year, the remnants at Sandy hit the northeast. A lot of corn at 36 to 38 was down, and 30,000 was standing. So we decided to test field-scale studies, farmer participatory studies. They're doing all the seeding rates, side dressing, spraying, harvesting. We're taking the measurements. We had four sites, two hybrids, Pioneer and a decalb hybrid, in four seeding rates that fit our state a little better, 25, 30, 35, and 40, with the understanding that most people are seeding at 32 to 38. So we're bracketing a little tighter what's actually happening for seeding rates and the response curve. We had a 20-inch row participator. On the right side is the decalb, left side is the Pioneer. These new planters create more problems in doing a couple of hybrids at a time. There were runs with 2,000 feet long. It's a 20-acre study. We had a 30-inch row person, 1,200-foot run, 12-acre study. Twin row person. Interestingly, these were 3,000-foot runs, and he derisively said, if you think I'm planting 8 acres at 25,000 plants per acre in twin row, you're crazy. He cut it off at 500. He said, I'm not going to lose that much money. We'll keep an eye on his data. And a Seneca County site, again, 2,000-foot runs, another 20-acre study. I draft the graduate students. We go out and we walk up and down the entire length of the field. If they're 2,000 feet runs, we count the number of plants in those two center rows. 2,000-foot runs, they're walking 3.5 miles per day. They walk faster than me, but their hang-up is they have to stop and drink water all the time. So the turtle eventually catches up to the rabbits. myself, well, this is Jeff Reeves, grad student whose thesis this was. He couldn't make it today. We pull samples for two moistures, two test weights, run it through the seed counter to get individual megagram seed weight so we can estimate yield component data. We also ride the combine and we ribbon on two rows and count the large plants along the way. One of us are on the ground with the way wagon, the yield monitors. They're never calibrated right, at least our growers. It would take an hour to two to calibrate them. We just bring a way wagon. Okay, upper left corner is 20-inch row. Orleans County is the twin row, and we got the 30-inch rows on the right. 2011, really wet spring, something like the Midwest had this growing season. Most of these sites were planted late May, early June. We had a dry July, and then a wet August, September. You'll see the twin row study. Pioneer did best if we ran a regression equation. 36.8 and 40 for the 20-inch row. Yields in the 190 to 200 kind of corroborates what Pioneer said. Oops, I said which seed company. I will say we only got about a 70% emergence. This was zone tilled into some wet ground. The twin row person who derisively dismissed the 25,000 seeding rate, no response for one hybrid, actually lost money if he went above 25 on one of the hybrids. Negative linear response, 193 going down. The 30-inch guy, nice linear response, but it only went from 208 to 219 or 204 to 212. We'll look at the economic analysis on that one. And the Seneca County tough ground, 30,500 or 25,000 gave maximum yields, not optimum yields, maximum yield, based on regression equations. 2012, I don't need to remind you what happened. If you look at all except Orleans County, trends are going down with the drought. Negative linear for the 20-inch row, 27,000 doing best. Livingston County, the 30-inch row, no response. Negative quadratic at Seneca County, and our Orleans twin row person, no response, who derisively dismissed the 25,000 variable in the study. Did a partial budget analysis seed. I think it was 225 for 80,000 kernels. Drying and storage, hauling. And we did a relative profit response. Cayuga County, the 20-inch row in 2011, 34.5 and 38.7, but final stands only 29 to 32. Livingston County, the yields were 200 to 220, flat. Not 38.5, flat response. Seneca County, one going down, one going up. Orleans County, the twin row site, derisively dismissed the 25, would have made more money at 25. 2012 in the drought, everything going down. Except Orleans County, the twin row site, quadratic response, 32.8 doing best. One thing that's interesting, 2012 drought, I heard about heat, temperature. I never heard anybody say, well, geez, everybody's seeding at 38. I wonder if they were at 28, what the response would be. I mean, certainly that had to play a factor in the low yields, but I never heard it mentioned. Okay, so this is about 160 acres of study. We had 16 comparisons, two hybrids, four sites, 2 years. Five out of 16, the maximum economic seeding rate exceeded my recommendation of 30,000. 11 out of the 16 were lower, with the predominant being 25,000. Well, what happened? Let's just take a quick look at yield components. Looks like I got time. I'm literally running out the door. This is the regression equations for every 1,000 kernel per acre increase. And we were able to estimate kernel number because we had the plant counts. I forced the grad students to count with me. And we pulled the samples, ran it through the seed counter, got the weight, adjusted it for yield, and came up with our kernel number per plant. And you'll see, for every 1,000 kernel per acre increase in seeding rate, we're going down. We're losing 10 to 15 kernels per year or per plant in 2011 and 12. And if I threw out the significant regression or quadratic term there, it would be about a 14 kernel loss for every 1,000 increase. Likewise, at the narrow row site, about a 10 to 11 kernel per plant loss for every 1,000 kernel per acre increase in seeding rate. Kernel weight, again, this is the typical response, a negative linear response, losing about 1.25 to 2.5 milligrams of kernel weight with each increase in 1,000 kernels, each increase in seeding rate. So, what I tell growers is, nobody's right. Seed companies aren't right. I'm not right. Nobody got it right. You need to test, and you can't test half the field and not half the field. It's got to be replicated 3 or 4 times. You have yield monitors. It's so easy to do. The only problem is the hybrids, but variable seeding rate, you press the button. End of the run for yield, you get your weight and moisture. You get your yield and moisture. So easy to do. They should just do it themselves. Disregard everything that we say. Use the seed companies and us as starting points and test 5 above, 5 below, 8 above, 8 below, and so forth. Thank you very much for listening, and I am literally out the door. What time do we have?
Plenty of time for questions. But he is in a hurry, so we can take one or two.
Bill, did you ever measure LAI to find out whether how close you were to an optimum LAI? And secondly, did you what was your performance trial comparison for those two hybrids? Were they as similar in your public, let's say, public hybrid evaluation trials as they appear to be in these on farm trials?
Yeah, I did not estimate LAI. Again, I'm old school. You run leaves through a meter, you don't scan. We did it in small plot 2010 and 2011, the same two hybrids. 3.5 to 3.75 was optimum LAI. The second part of the question, I went to the seed companies. I did not select these hybrids. I told them, this is what we're doing. 25, 30, 35, 40, 4 farms. I'm going to be showing the data. You select a 199-day hybrid. And these hybrids, these were grown fairly extensively, especially 49, 94. Emo?
Do you think our small plots trials completely bias us, even if we don't start at 18,000, which makes a curve shape of some sort? And I think the quadratic, just as a comment, the quadratic application is a problem. But do you think our small plot trials are wise?
Mine were right on the money. I came up 2010-11, two hybrids, same 4 seeding rates, small plot, measured LAI and all that stuff, 30,000. Was right on the money. So I think the small plots are a good place to start. I don't think anybody's going to pay attention to them. I think you need to go out and have the farmers test it to validate the small plot data.
But in Illinois, they want to test, say, 32, 36, and 40.
I think that's a good range. I know. What's wrong with that? 32 is best. You're trying to make them money.
Well, the trouble with that is that it just sort of lets somebody step in and say, well, you know 32 is not enough. And
but if 36 and 40 didn't yield anybody any better, 32 was enough.
Well, what did your farmers in farm 25 was the best population?
No, they're still, they went, no, actually they went lower this year, and we had like 20 inches of rain, so they're cursing me. I got to run.
Thank you, Bill.